Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Violent clashes in Washington, D.C., protesters calling for a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas. Officially, six officers hurt, one arrest made so far, but ABC's Rachel Scott reports more injuries.
One group behind last night's demonstration says 90 protesters were injured. And of course, this came just one day after that major peaceful protest on the National Mall in support of Israel.
Meantime, in Gaza, more violent strikes, with the Israeli military saying it's found evidence proving Hamas had a command center inside the Al-Shifa medical facility, Gaza's largest hospital. President Biden in San Francisco at the APEC summit, where he met on the sidelines yesterday with Chinese President Xi. The two agreeing to resume military-to-military communications and to curb fentanyl production. This is ABC News. In Ukraine, President Zelensky today saying Ukrainian forces have taken the initiative in the Black Sea region, pushing the Russian Navy back. The war now into its 21st month. Meeting today, a grand jury in New Mexico, and that could mean new charges in the deadly shooting 2 years ago on a movie set. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
Alec Baldwin was holding the prop gun that fired a real bullet and killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the Western movie Rust in 2021. He was previously charged with involuntary manslaughter, but those charges were dropped in April. Prosecutors say they have new information, and a grand jury in Santa Fe today will hear from witnesses before deciding whether there's sufficient evidence to send the case to trial. Baldwin has always maintained his innocence.
And there may be some hope for more panda diplomacy. After meeting with President Biden, Chinese President Xi hinted that a pair of pandas may be headed to the San Diego Zoo. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. New research in Wisconsin shows a connection between Alzheimer's disease and military service. Scientists at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health found the donated brains of men who were veterans of World War II, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War were 26% times more likely to show signs of Alzheimer's disease than men who did not serve in the military. While the governor considers an update to Wisconsin's alcohol industry regulations, the owners of wedding barns say they're not happy. The bill that got final legislative approval the other day forces wedding barns to get liquor licenses or else they can only hold at most six events a year. Supporters say the idea is to ensure safety, but opponents say the Tavern League used its influence to regulate the competition out of business. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, December 2nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Phillips United Methodist Church, there will be a Christmas bazaar. There will be a lunch provided with homemade vegetable beef soup, chicken noodle soup, chili, and assorted pies. A cookie walk where you can select from dozens of beautifully decorated Christmas cookies at only $10 per pound. Creative homemade crafts and door prizes. Again, that is Saturday, December 2nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Phillips United Methodist Church.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Bucks beat the Raptors without Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks got the win over the Raptors last night in Toronto, the final 128-112, and they did it with Giannis out with soreness in a calf muscle. No problem. Damian Lillard had 37 points. Brooke Lopez.
You know, he's a one-man offense. Absolutely got us going on that end. And that's something we really need to continue working on. He's going to be such a huge part of that.
The WIAA State High School Football Tournament kicks off today in Madison. Games today and tomorrow. The school with the most state titles is St. Mary Springs in Fond du Lac. They've got 9 state titles. Kimberly and Stratford have 8. College football. After beating Wisconsin and Madison last weekend, Northwestern names interim head coach Dave Braun the Wildcats' new head coach. Braun, age 38, was hired as their defensive coordinator just 10 months ago. Former Badgers head coach Paul Chryst was a potential candidate. Meanwhile, the Badgers will host Nebraska this Saturday night, the kickoff at 6:30. And that's a look at sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. A wind advisory begins at 10 a.m. this morning and continues until 6 p.m. this evening. More clouds than sun today, with daytime highs approaching 61. Winds out of the southwest, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 24. Highs level off around 36. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Turning warmer Saturday and Sunday, with highs from the low 40s to the mid 40s. Another look at the short range, high of 61 today. Lows level off around 24 tonight, high of 36 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 49.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98 Q Country.
Heard your heartbeat. It had only been 8 weeks. Standing there, staring at that screen was the first time you ever scared me. God knows I don't know exactly what I'm doing, but good news, we got her to get through it. I hope you look just like your mama and love her like I do. You'll see close to perfect patience if you watch her. Something battering makes you think we're better off.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
I know it's a drag, I know it's a grind. I know that a dollar ain't worth a dime. Just trying to keep up with the Joneses at the end of the block. I know you get tired, I know you get down. I know you get sick of this soul-sucking town. But let's make a little lemonade if lemons is all we got. Cause I'm stuck on you, you're stuck on me. I never gotta wonder where my honey be. I ain't saving all my sugar for a Saturday night. 7 days a week I got an appetite. Sunset's like a tangerine. Let's find a road we've never seen. Don't waste another mile or a minute not kissing me. Life is short.
Thursday, the traditional 9-day gun deer season beginning on Saturday. And we'll be here each day with your live call-ins as we have done for years and years. It's a very unique, popular show where we sit here and we answer the phone and you tell us where you are and what you're doing and what your name of your camp is and what you're having for supper. And it's just a good laid-back, fun time. Now, I want to let you know, traditionally we do 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. each night. And some of the nights are adjusted a little bit because of Bucks basketball, which we carry now. For instance, Saturday, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. ahead of Bucks basketball, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Friday. You can listen on your phone, though. So take your earbuds or your headphones, and you can listen. Just download the Civic Media app. Amazing, interesting facts. We live in one of the greatest bodies of water in the whole world, and sometimes we don't even think about it. We're 60 minutes away. We're 60 minutes away from Lake Superior, part of one of the greatest freshwater body of water in the world. There's quite a history with the Great Lakes. Did you know that Lake Michigan used to have pirates? Used to have a pirate problem on Lake Michigan? Oh, that's down in that Chicago area. They're always causing trouble down there. But they did have pirate problems on Lake Michigan years ago. We know that Lake Superior has a shipwreck museum. I think most of us are familiar with that, being from here. The Great Lakes are home to the largest freshwater coastal dune system in the world. Not just the waters, but the dunes that are along the Great Lakes, the largest in the world. The Great Lakes Basin is home to more than 30 million people. Lake Superior, or Lake Superior might not actually be the second largest lake in the world, according to some people. They're still measuring, I guess, some of the other some of the other lakes. I don't know. I think they'd be able to measure them. Only Lake Michigan is completely within the U.S. It's the only one of the Great Lakes that is entirely Lake Michigan within the United States border. Geologically speaking, the Great Lakes are very young, though. When you consider the rest of the water in the world, there's supposedly a lake monster. Of course, talk to the right people, they got a fuzzy photo of the lake monster, the Great Lakes. And there's a Lake Michigan triangle similar to the Bermuda Triangle where Great Lakes come together, and they say boats may go under there. 6,500-mile journey. If you want to drive around all of the lakes, and I know some of you have done that, 6,500 miles if you want to circle the whole thing. You got to get a passport, of course, too, to go up into Canada, those Canadians. And the world's largest underground salt mine is under Lake Huron. Now, fresh water, but there's a salt mine, actually the world's largest, located under Lake Huron. And there's legend also that Babe Ruth's ball is Lake Ontario. Babe Ruth baseball is in Lake Ontario. According to baseball legend, Babe Ruth his first official home run hit a ball straight into Lake Ontario, where they say where it remains to this day, and they say it happened in 1914. Some great legends about the Great Lakes.
Thousands of stores across the country are pulling brand name cold and allergy products off the shelves because an FDA advisory panel recently determined that a drug they contain, oral phenylephrine, is ineffective as a nasal decongestant. Navage offers a drug-free solution that's fast and highly effective at relieving nasal congestion caused by colds and allergies. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Include the Big Dipper Bar and Restaurant in your Northwoods plans. Located 18 miles east of Fifield on Shady Knoll Road, you can easily reach us by ATV or snowmobile. Every weekend is music weekend at the Dipper. Gear season shows include nationally touring acts on each weekend day with a bonus performance on Wednesday the 22nd and more to follow every weekend throughout the year. We're open Wednesday through Sunday. Find us on Facebook at the Big Dipper Bar and Restaurant for more details. Don't miss out on Northwoods fun.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked.
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
If you want the perfect holiday shopping shortcut, I've got three words. Get to Kohl's. I just went and found great gifts for even greater deals, like toys for up to 25% off. And with my 20% coupon, I got fleece for my family under 20 bucks and a cookware set for under 75. Plus, I got $10 off home finds as a Kohl's Rewards member and earned Kohl's cash. So if you want the season's best for less, you know where to go. Select styles. Toys, coupons do not apply. Kohl's Rewards offer and 20% offer end November 18. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Because it's funny.
I really like that because it exposes me to new music.
It's because it makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
If your kids turn me to stone,
I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I'd love. Get your perfect wrong. And well, I guess what I'm trying to say is there ain't words been made could shoulder so much weight. And if you turned your back on me and walked away, not a thing about
Q Country.com.
Yeah.
as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me. Yeah, when I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California and I had me a band, and we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night and we drank for free, all of my boys and me.
Chase Beckham with 23 at 98Q Country. It's 9:38. Mild conditions continue out there this morning, but yeah, we're going to be sliding through the day. 60 is what they're expecting the temperature to reach probably here this morning, and then falling to about 32. Maybe a little light rain or snow possible for tonight. Some of the news headlines, did you see where President Biden met with Chinese President Xi Jinping? That happened in San Francisco on Wednesday, talking about the safe use of artificial intelligence, curbing fentanyl flow into the U.S., and America's restrictions on Chinese access to high-end tech. You think at some point Joe Biden just wanted to ask him some other questions right behind? I mean, there's it's two different philosophies of how to run a country. For instance, did you know that in China, women for many, many years were not even allowed to own property, but women can own property now in China. But in practice, these rights can be rescinded. So there's very still a lot of limits on women even owning a piece of property, like owning their own house in China. And that's just a mild thing. Yeah, I mean, at some point, didn't Joe Biden just want to just tuck him aside and just say, hey, why don't you just quit it? Why don't you stop what you're doing? But in reality, the U.S. is very dependent on China for our economy. So when it comes to money and power, sometimes we just kind of say, oh, well, we don't like what you're doing, but kind of like what you make.
That iPhone thing's pretty cool.
Hi, Andrea here from Westwood Golf Course and Sand Trap Bar and Grill in Phillips. The golf course is closed for the season, but the bar and grill will be open all winter. Come see us Thursday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chef Derek starts Thursdays with a great special, followed by Friday fish fry and prime rib on Saturday. We have a full menu of delicious salads, wraps, sandwiches, dinners, and more. Have you tried our homemade pizza? Golf Course Road is just 2 miles west of Phillips on County Road F. See you soon.
The Sand Trap Bar and Grill will be closed the week of Thanksgiving.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. A wind advisory begins at 10 a.m. this morning and continues until 6 p.m. this evening. More clouds than sun this afternoon with a high of 61. Southwesterly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 24. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow, highs around 36. Turning warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs from the low 40s to the mid 40s. Another look at the short range, a high of 61 this afternoon, a low of 24 tonight, a high of 36 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 52.
Brand new country.
Drink a watermelon moonshine. Cut the fire with a little ice.
Can't you see what you do, girl? You know, damn near everything I love.
This is sounds so freaking good. I love it.
98 Q Country.
Creeping in, we know better. We're leaving here together. And in case you were wondering, you've never looked hotter. So why even bother looking at the reasons not to? Maybe we ought to.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody else.
something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. I kiss your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I say shit I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night. No way it was the last night that we break up. See your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull her right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. We said we had enough. I can't remember everything we said, but we said too much. I know you packed your shit and slammed the door right before you left. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never unlocked, locked it, guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I truck bed this morning.
Party
Truck Bed, the name of that one. New stuff at 98Q at 949. Let's get updated on what's going on with the Phillips Loggers. We've got Ileana Winter, Phillips Logger Senior, with us to join us and tell us all about it. Ileana, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, what's happening at Logger Camp today?
Sounds good. I'll give you some high school sports updates. I'll start with girls basketball. The girls had their first game Tuesday night in Grantsburg at 6 o'clock. The girls played an excellent first game with the final score being 83-50. I am the basketball manager this year. I have been since sophomore year. I love watching the girls. They do an excellent job. Even when we get down, we're able to just pick ourselves back up, and the girls did an excellent job. Their next game is tonight in Prentice, just a varsity game at 6:30. And then Friday night, there will be a JV and varsity game against Schwamigan at home. JV's at 5:45 and varsity's at 7.
Okay. All right.
For boys basketball, the boys just began practices this week, and they have their first game on November 30th. This will be a home game against Bayfield with JV at 5:45 and varsity at 7:15. For wrestling, the wrestling team has their first meet at Turtle Lake High School on December 1st, starting at 5 p.m. And swim team had their first meet in Lakeland last weekend, and a bunch of the kids did exceedingly well. We only have, I believe, one or two high school swimmers on the team, and I know that one of them got a first place, I believe. But their first home swim meet will be December 2nd, starting in the morning around 8 o'clock. For school updates, tomorrow is the blood drive at the Phillips High School. If you're still looking to donate blood, you can call 1-800-280-4102. And the more donations we have, the better. We are trying to reach a goal, and we are actually at our goal. But, I mean, if anyone's looking to give blood and give back, it's a great opportunity. A lot of students here do it. I know I'm doing it tomorrow. So
great.
It feels good. It feels good to do.
Yes, exactly.
There will also be a school board meeting next week, Monday at 6 p.m. in the auditorium. And this is our last week of school before Thanksgiving break. So all next week, students and staff have off.
All right.
So I will be calling in, not next week, but the week after.
All right. You a hunter, Ileana?
I am not. Cousins are and stuff. They wanted me to go. And I'm like, oh, well, I'll sit in the tree stand, but yeah. I'm definitely not hunting.
All right. Enjoy the week off. All right.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Thank you, Ileana. Have a great week off there. So Phillips, no school next week. We heard earlier Kyle Cronin, district administrator, was saying Schwamigan has school Monday, Tuesday, but off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So we appreciate Ileana. She is busy. She is a senior at Phillips. She was on the volleyball team that made the great run, and now she's helping out with basketball. So she'll join us in a couple of weeks and update us weekly on what's going on at Logger Camp. It is 9:52 today on this 16th day of November. It is Great American Smokeout Day today. Great American Smokeout Day. Guinness World Record Day today. It is also Have a Party with Your Bear Day today. The bears are probably still hitting your bird feeders, aren't they? Probably with this warm weather. International Check Your Wipers Day today. Good time to get those wipers on your car. And then, of course, we'll rip them right off when you get that ice on there and you're not patient enough to wait for the ice to melt and you try to rip the wipers and then you're back getting another set of wipers. That's how it works. It's National Button Day. It is National Fast Food Day today. That's every day in America. It is National Rural Health Day. It is Social Enterprise Day. It is Use Less Stuff Day today. World Pancreatic Cancer Day and World Philosophy Day today. And I hope it's a good one for you. We have a little Titletown news with the Packers in a moment. John St. John in at 10. Marcy's in at 2. And then doubleheader of high school hoops tonight. Rib Lake and Schwamigan girls. Now, if you're going down to that game tonight, the varsity game might start a little early because the JV game, might only be a half. So if you're going down to see the girls game tonight, get there a little earlier, maybe like 6:30 or so. They might start that a little bit early, depending on the JV game. And we'll have the Rib Lake Schwamigan girls game on 103.1 and on the Jack FM app, on the Civic Media app. And then we got Prentice Phillips girls tonight, and that'll be at 7:15 on right here on 98Q. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Save all the stuff you really need and stuff you bought for fun. Stuff you always really wanted this holiday at Amazon. Stuff that is discounted if you're naughty or you're nice. Stuff to buy your grandma who drinks her Chardonnay with ice. Stuff to make you big and strong. Stuff we can name in this song. Stuff for lawns and decking halls. Save big on stuff at Amazon. Stuff.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and copays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
At the Home Depot, we have all kinds of trees, but the one thing they have in common is they were all made for joy. Like the 7.5-foot Jackson Noble Fir Artificial Christmas Tree for only $2.99. It easily clicks into place and comes to life with 1,200 color-changing lights and 8 different remote control settings. When you buy your tree at the Home Depot, not only will you get more out of it, you'll be able to put more under it. Bring home joy with your perfect tree from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Today's Title Town Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a super bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken every day of the week. Enjoy burger and fries Thursday, Friday fish fry with salad bar. I look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Title Town Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
The Packers are getting ready for Sunday's matchup against the Chargers. Quay Walker returned to the practice field, but Jaire Alexander and Rudy Ford were no-shows. Matt LaFleur said Alexander is making progress, but is not ready yet this week. Packers worked in shorts on Wednesday. They will not work in pads at all this week.
Kind of where we are physically right now, felt like it was in the best interest of our guys. Challenged them to make sure that they're getting some form of recovery today. It was a mental day, and I thought the focus was there, and hopefully we'll see the speed on Sunday.
I'll have more after this.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Packers added defensive back Caillou Blue Kelly off of waivers from Seattle. He was a fifth-round pick by the Ravens this year, but signed on with the Seahawks after being waived by Baltimore. Now he's with his third team and took this advice from his father.
My dad played for 12 years, luckily, so I have someone in the business. And he said, it's your rookie year, man. You had a rough year, but going all over the place, but it's your first year. A year from now, it might not even be like this, you know? So just stay the course, do what you can, and just make sure you make it worthwhile.
His father's Brian Kelly, who spent 11 seasons with Tampa Bay and Detroit. He led NFL in interceptions with 8 in 2002, including 2 against Packers Hall of Famer Brett Favre. Now, Kelly has to pick up the defense in a hurry.
I got a pretty good football IQ, and being in 3 defenses now, you see similarities around the league, so it's coming pretty fast.
That's the latest from Titletown. I'll have more tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
Brand new country.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone drop out of love jack.
We don't even fight anymore.
Love listening to the station
98Q Country.
In the headlights, I'm a mama's boy, I'm a fist fight. Kinda county light, kinda cold beer. Little hat down, little John Deere. I kinda give it down.